Thank you for tuning in to the Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where Senior Pastor Robert L. Fry has a great message from God's holy word. We'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God, where our motto is, a salvation experience makes you a member. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, contact the office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. Now, let's listen to Pastor Fry share a message inspired by God.
In the book of Exodus, God said, "They shall bind a breastplate by means of its rings to the rings of the ephod, using a blue cord, so that it is above the intricately woven band of the ephod, so that the breastplate does not come loose from the ephod. So Aaron shall bear the names of the sons of Israel on the breastplate of judgment over his heart when he goes into the holy place as a memorial before the Lord continually." Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord, thanking you that you hear and answer prayer. Lord, we have many that are hurting today. Lord, you know their names, and we know that you are the great physician. Sometimes, Lord, you heal our body. Sometimes you give us a new body. But all healing comes from you. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. The 12 sons of Israel, whose name was Jacob before God changed it, were put on a breastplate, and a stone representing each one of them was put on this breastplate of the high priest. One stone was onyx, another stone, they're all different stones, showing that God's kingdom is made up of all different people. Some of them were very righteous, some of them quite unrighteous, but they were gods. There are some of honor and some of dishonor. But God will never turn his back on his people. And God has never turned his back on us. As I look through that list of names and faces, some brought a smile. Some brought a tear. Some made the church light up. I remember a couple that I was scared to death when they called me because I knew there was something going on. All of them added to the church. And as I look back this week in my book of memory, there are a few things I wanted to remember. Few things that God told us to remember. I remember the first baby's funeral that I had. About 4 months old. Nothing wrong with the baby. They called it crib death. I was the first person the parents called, and I was the first person to their house trailer. They didn't know what to do. They hadn't been married over a year or so. I remember they had to do an autopsy on the baby. And I took in my little Bonnie's bonnet to put over its head. I sat up almost all night trying to find something to say. I hadn't had many funerals. I was only about 24 years old. I married the couple. And I wrote this little poem. "Mommy and Daddy, please don't cry, for I'm in heaven where no one will die. There are angels all around, and how they can fly, there are singing and praises and never a sigh. Oh, I'm glad it was my name he called from on high to sit on his knee and look in his eye. If you could sit on his knee and see him as I, you would never ever ask why. So, Mommy and Daddy, please say you'll try to witness to people for whom Jesus did die. I'll see you someday, so don't say goodbye. Just look for me in the sweet by and by. It's the first poem I ever wrote because I couldn't find one. Couldn't find one that would explain where their baby was. Couldn't find one that would explain what Mom and Dad ought to do is be dedicated. One of the things this year, this past year in this church, we have lost some kids. We have many people here today that have lost a child or a grandchild to an untimely death, to an early death. We think our children shouldn't pass before us, but remember Adam and Eve, the first people on earth, their son died before they did. If you're here today and you've lost a child or grandchild, I want you to just stand up. Stand up wherever you're at, child or grandchild, stand up. I want you to know we love you. We care about you. And we know that you hurt, and that hurt you'll carry all the way to your grave. But trust this, God is real, and heaven is real. And just like that old poem says, they're with him. God bless you. You may be seated. We should never forget. This week, what my mom and dad taught me went through my mind. My older brother, 8 years older than me, has been gone for 19 years now. It's hard to believe it's been 19 years, and Eddie still seems older than me. But he's only 54. Death is a reality. But just as real as death is, and just as hard as it is to understand what death is, heaven is real. Heaven is more real than the seat you're sitting on, than the people you are sitting beside, than the building you're sitting in, and the country in which we live. God said, and he said this, I didn't say this, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if it were not so, I would have told you. Heaven is real. Our people are still alive. I went to Rick Lynch's brother's funeral and his brother's daughters come here to church. Rick comes to church. It was a Catholic funeral. I'd never seen this before. Right during the funeral, they asked the family to come up and sign the person who passed away, signed their name in a book of remembrance. And the family walked up and wrote their name. And that book stays in the church, recognizing that the people have just moved, but they're still one of them and still part of them. This book is filled. We just started doing it from that time until this. This book is filled with names put in here by families. And when we look, every once in a while, I'll come up and I'll open this book and I'll look through the names. John Heinrich. He was a pilot. He flew the F-14s. Then he flew commercial airlines. He was only a year older than me. Took me for a ride in his Porsche. Like to snap my neck going up that hill. I said I wanted to ride in your car, not your airplane. Had just retired from the airlines. Had planned every 6 months to travel someplace different in the world. Lived out in Stone Oak. His wife came home, found him on the floor. He had an aneurysm in his brain. He lived just a few days. The church was filled with pilots and people from the 180th Airborne. Rita Larimore came in her wheelchair. Always a smile. Somebody's whistling at me. I got new hearing aids. You know, I couldn't have heard that before. Dave Bryant. Dave was so proud he lost over 100 pounds. We went to Washington, D.C., and he wore his Navy hat, and people would come up to him and thank him for serving. You know, that's a group. I remember no one got a thank you when they came back from that Vietnam War. We didn't know that Dave's days were numbered. Willis Stevens served in World War II. Lois Geer played the organ or piano? Piano over at Door Street. You played the organ. I'm hearing noise. You know the thing about hearing aids you may not understand? You can hear almost anything. You just can't tell which direction it's coming from because they're back in your ears. So you look around, you know. Somebody talking behind you, you're looking out there. Bill Herring. Bill had the most beautiful voice. The first search service we had here, he didn't know if he could sing anymore because he was getting too old, but he sang the first solo in this building. Sam Matten. We started our bowling leagues with Sam because he owned the bowling alley up on Monroe Street across from Kroger. Pastor Kay's brother-in-law. Jerry Overholt. Jerry was what I called the state patrolman of the church. He let you know if you were going out of line. He wasn't the most liked guy in the church. He was an accountant. So if you went out of line, Jerry would nail you on it. Matter of fact, when you weren't out of line, he'd tell you to slow down, and that'd aggravate you. But I was with Jerry many days before he passed. One thing I know about him, he believed. And he did the best he could. After Jerry passed, I never, ever got upset at critics after that. I didn't like it, but I always loved him because I knew Jerry was for real. Lee Fuller, Thelma's husband, bless his heart. Lee called me out one day and said, I need to talk to you. So we were over a men's breakfast on a Thursday morning. And after breakfast, he says, let's talk today. We went over and we sat down in a booth. He said, Pastor Fry, you need to take a vacation. He said, you and my dad was a minister, and he came down to my house once in a while just to get away. He said, you're running in front of a train. And if you trip, you're gonna get ran over. Those were his words. I said, I'm running pretty good in front of it. I said, I don't really need a vacation. And he said, yeah, you do. So Terry and I took a vacation. We went to Florida. We were there 2 days, and Lee had a heart attack and died. I'll never forget, he told me to take a vacation, and I flew home to do his funeral and then flew back to vacation because I knew that's what Lee would want. What a great guy. Doug Mills served 2 terms in Vietnam. Cancer. Remember sitting out here in the car as he was working in the kitchen. And Doug said, you know what? The Lord's the only thing I've got. He said, if I die, that's him. If I live, it'll be because he healed me, but there's no in between. I can go through and tell story after story after story of the names. Dennis Schaefer, younger than me, sat right back here. When the offering plate passed, I don't know that he counted. He would just reach in his pocket and take out a lot of cash, and whatever he had, it just went to the offering. He worked on semis out on the road when they'd break down. They'd call him out. He had a business. He had the biggest heart of anyone I ever knew. His wife called me. She drove a bulldozer, and she was over in Van Wert working on the... And she said, "Pastor, they just took my husband to St. Charles Hospital. Would you go?" She said, "I think he's had a heart attack." When I got there, he had already passed, and I got there before the kids did and met the kids at the door. Today is a day of remembrance. I have a sermon. I probably won't preach it. I'd rather talk about these people. Al, I went over and saw your wife, Manjet. She's in a nursing home, Alzheimer's. I'm sure she didn't recognize who I was. I remember when she was a young lady and your kids were young, not married. I married a couple of them. I remember her mother, Angie and Becky, your grandma. She turned 80 over at North Cove. And now you know what I'm going to tell. On Mother's Day, I'd have all the ladies 80 and over to come up and sit on the platform. After it was over, she let me know she did not like people knowing she was 80. That was Al's mother-in-law. Al's the one that acts like that now. But she didn't want to go on that, so I never had the 80-year-olds come up on the platform after that. Cecil went over with us to sing to Ricky as he was in hospice. Little did we know that Cecil was going to go before Ricky. Book of Memory. I'm sure that most of you have one in your Bible at home. I do. It tells the deaths of my grandfather, who was a minister, died on my birthday. I thought I'll never be able to celebrate again. You know, one of the sweetest memories I have on May the 7th every year is my grandpa. It reminds me to think of my grandpa Eads. That would be your great grandpa, JJ. God said, "Don't forget." These people paid a price for us to be here. These people sacrificed so that what we have now isn't what we paid for. And we step into their inheritance, and a few things that they believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God. They believe that this Bible was the true Word of God. They believed in holiness and righteousness, and they believed it was better to live like this than to live any other way. And they passed that down through their lives, not just through their words. And we looked upon them, and we believed. And today, as we remember those who went before us, we must remember that we too can set an example that will win others. Some of you here may say, "But Pastor, I've tried to influence my kids and they don't listen." Pastor K, Ricky didn't always listen, did he? My son don't always listen, but I know one thing. When they're going through a trial, where they look. And you know why they look? Because you and Carol taught them right. That's why he's in heaven today. Pastor K, in closing today, I want to read the poem that I wrote for Ricky's funeral. Just in remembrance that we all go through a hard time. And sometimes life isn't all that easy, but it does bring joy to know that they're in heaven. And God says, if we train up a child in the way he should go, when he is old, he'll not depart. And I've seen so many children come back. Rich Holmstein, you told me when you came on council, my dad would be so proud. And you're 70-some years old at the time. Because your dad was a good Christian man. It stuck. Rich worked out on oil rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico. You think how tough that was. But here he is today. Ricky wasn't just our son. He was our first baby boy, too. We were just two kids looking for what God wanted us to do. He was our little boy. We loved him with all of our heart. Even when he was bad, our love would never part. You remember Ricky sitting in the hallway, sitting in the back. We prayed with Ricky when he was small and grew into a boy. We would watch him pray at night, and it brought our hearts joy. He kept on growing into a man, but he looked the same to us. He was always our little boy, even when he would fuss. He had his hard time, as I had mine. We didn't always see eye to eye. Our love for him could never change, even if our hearts would cry. Young people, listen to this. Your mom and dad might get hard on you, but they love you. And they would do anything to make sure that you have a good life and the best life. I know them. So don't get angry when someone tries to keep you from falling down and busting your nose or touching a stove and getting burnt. Don't get angry. Thank the Lord that you have somebody that wants to watch out for you. He came back to us a few years ago. We weren't sure what to do. We played some games and prayed a lot and ate a meal or two. Ricky was in his 50s when he moved back to Toledo. God was so good to us, he allowed us to have Ricky back again. He could not wait to get a job and watch the Cardinals win. He attended church with us and got to know our friends. He seemed to like going to church and being back again. When his health began to fail, we found out fast it was bad. Ricky seemed a bit upset, but never seemed too sad. He appreciated everything we did. He was pleasant to be with. I knew it was more than him. God had given him a gift from God to deal with death. You could see it in his eye. God had done a work with him. He was about to say goodbye. He wanted to go to church once more, so we brought the church to him. He loved to visit the visit and singing of the old-time gospel hymns. Cecil came to sing that day. He drove there all alone. Who would know he would be at heaven's gate to welcome Ricky home? It's hard to watch your son die. It may have been the hardest thing we've ever been through. Just know that God's spirit was there, was sweet as the morning dew. Being able to be with Ricky as he faced his hardest foe was a privilege to see the strength he had. We do reap what we did sow. He was not alone. He was with mom and dad. He went to be with Jesus. How could that be bad? We prayed with him every day as we walked that dismal path. As we look back on that time, it is a blessing that will last. We prayed him into this world, and we prayed him into God's hands. We'll soon all be together again with the angels' bands. Folks, we pray for our kids. We continue to pray for our kids. We remember them. And I'll tell you what I told Pastor Kay and Carol. Ricky didn't have children. He didn't have brothers and sisters around. He was a quiet man. He needed someone with him when he passed. Who else could you have better than mom and dad? Let me tell you, parents, this, that have children, all your children's going to die. Your grandchildren are going to die. Prepare them. now by seeking out Jesus Christ and living for Him instead of that world out there that will take you down just as fast as you let it. Put these names around your neck so that you never forget when you go into the Holy of Holies who your family is. My granddad prayed for his kids. His son died while he was still living. His son was only 56 years old. I remember Grandpa saying, as David said, "He cannot come back and be with me, but I can go and be with him." That's the only funeral of a child that my granddad had to go to. But all of his children have passed, except my aunt, JJ's grandma. See, all of our children will pass, all of our grandchildren. We better write a good book of remembrance for them with our life. And that has to be real. Let us stand. Our Heavenly Father, today is a solemn day because we weep, because our loved ones are not present with us. But Lord, help us to reach out to heaven and feel their presence. Lord, we will soon go to be with them. We don't know the day or the hour, but help our children and grandchildren to have no doubt where we will be and where we will be waiting. Make yourself real in our lives by the empowerment of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Robert L. Fry from Heritage Church of God in Maumee, Ohio, where a salvation experience makes you a member. If you've enjoyed Pastor Fry's message today, we'd love for you to come and join us at Heritage Church of God. We're located at 3520 Strayer Road in Maumee, Ohio. Just look for the red brick church in the valley. If you'd like more information about Heritage Church of God, or you'd like to receive a copy of today's message, contact the church office at 419-861-9520 or visit our website at heritagechurchofgod.org. And this has been a Heritage Church of God audio outreach ministry.